If it had been scripted ahead of time, the script likely would have been close to what fans and competitors saw over 4 days at the YNCU Curling Center. The first annual Sioux Curlers Fall Classic wrapped up late Sunday afternoon with two of the world's top curling teams trading blows in a memorable championship game. In the end, it was Matt Dunstone and his Manitoba-based team featuring Sioux St. Marie's Ryan Harnden beating Joel Retornaz and his Italian team in an extra end to win the inaugural event. Just how good was the final? Some crazy shots were being made, Dunstone said. Two of the world's best just throwing heavyweight punches at each other, and that's all you can ask for in a final. Joel would throw a haymaker at us, and we'd have to answer and vice versa, Dunstone also said. And we would expect nothing less. We see these guys so much, we know how good they are. Harnden said he was exhausted following the title game. The ups and downs. The unbelievable shots that were made, Harnden added. That was two of the best teams in the world going toe to toe. Matty was unbelievable today, Harnden added. He made some really huge shots, especially in 4 and 6. Following the win, Dunstone added that the event totally exceeded expectations. This place was jammed, Dunstone added. You've got the arena-type setting in a curling club. Everybody just did a phenomenal job and set the bar high for tour events around the world now. Harnden added that the atmosphere for the event was something I've never seen in a club event. After blanking the opening end, Dunstone made a draw for one against a pair of Retornaz rocks to score one in the second. Retornaz got on the board in the third end. After Dunstone was unsuccessful trying to remove a pair of Retornaz rocks from the house, Retornaz made a draw for two to take a 2-1 lead. Dunstone retook the lead in the fourth end thanks to a hit and removal of a Retornaz rock. The Dunstone rink took a 4-2 lead into the fifth end. Retornaz came right back and tied the game in the fifth after drawing for a pair. Dunstone took a 7-4 lead in the sixth end after angling one of his own rocks into the house to remove a pair of Retornaz rocks. Retornaz cut the Dunstone lead to 7-6 after making a draw for a pair in the seventh. Retornaz forced the extra end after stealing one in the eighth. Dunstone capped off the win with a hit and stick in the extra end to make the final 8-7. Dunstone advanced to the final earlier in the day Sunday thanks to a win over Tanner Horgan. Against Horgan in the semifinal, Dunstone jumped out to an early lead. On his final shot of the opening end, the Manitoba-based skip removed a Horgan rock from the house to score 4. Horgan picked up a pair in the second end to cut into Dunstone's lead. After blanks in the third and fourth ends, Dunstone added a single in the fifth to take a 5-2 lead. Horgan then cut Dunstone's lead back down to 2 with a single in the sixth end. Dunstone capped off the scoring with a hit and stick for a pair to make the final 7-3. In the other semi, Retornaz beat Glenn Howard. After a blank in the opening end with the hammer, Retornaz picked up a single in the second end to open the scoring. Facing 3 Retornaz rocks, Howard made a hit for 1 in the third end to tie the game at 1. Retornaz kept the single streak going in the fourth end as the Italian team took a 2-1 lead. Howard took the lead in the fifth end with a pair to go up 3-2. The lead changed hands again in the sixth end as Retornaz, already sitting 1, removed a Howard rock to score a pair. Howard grabbed a single in the seventh end to tie the game at 4. Retornaz proceeded to score 3 in the final end to cap off a 7-4 win and book a spot in the final against Dunstone.